us to answer. Thank you. And I just want to magnify your name and lift you and give you glory and honor and praise. And thank you for these people and this church and what you do to them. And we want to be for the kingdom of glory for your power. And in Jesus' name we can. Amen. All right, getting down to a serious topic today. And we won't seek to learn at the end of the chapter. So we won't back up, we won't seek to learn at the end. So we need to probably make sure that we are prepared for radar. Okay, well, I'm going to here. But anyway, so going back to that music, it's my favorite. I've said that, but I don't mean that because it's easy, easy. And if you come in sometime in the morning, if you mean, you know, just a difficult time or anything, it's just really a big worship. All right, so hey, guess what? One of my favorite subjects of the United States. And on Monday, the 22nd, which is tomorrow, audience, they did it, right? You know, some people do, some people don't. Some people don't like hearing the song. But more importantly, tomorrow evening, Monday night, at sundown, begins the Feast of Trumpets. Or they say the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets. And so, we as Christians, we must pay attention to the festivals because not because we are incredibly ingrained and involved with the nation of Israel. We do support Israel as a church. We believe in the nation of Israel and leadership in Israel. Because of God's chosen people, we surrender to what the Bible says and we believe the things that the Bible says about that. But we respect and honor all the feasts. Some people say they're the feasts of Israel, but they're not the feasts of the Lord. And so if you turn your focus from, oh, that's all about Israel, no, it's the feast of the Lord that they've celebrated for thousands of years, and that we can learn from and understand, and we can put ourselves in a position where I believe if you come and accept the feast of the Lord, you don't even have to do anything super sensitive and you can accept that you have respect. That word to what's going on, because it all through the Jesus Christ. And my objective, one of the wonderful things that I've brought from traditional Christianity, and then I came into it towards my church. And the thing that I saw that was so difficult, this, when we bring the devout Bible, and this charismatic was about worship, praise, and peace. And what's the, well, my opinion, I need the Bible as my foundation, but I need to have a heart of worship and praise and love for my God. This says want to be a part of Christianity. If you're a born Christian, you don't have love and joy and excitement and anything that's growing in your Christian life, you need to stir yourself up. Nobody should come in. You could bring you up here and get the leaves and send them to me. Right, that's all you need to get stirred up. And so that your spirit would be lifted and you would have a heart that was overflowing in adoration to them. And someone, I spoke, some people just aren't connected and that there was really no, they don't make noise, they don't move their own options. And that's what it is. But many of us are kids now, you know, it's not fair. We're going to raise our hands, we're going to lift our hands, we're going to lift our hands, we're going to lift our hands. And you know what? You know, like I said, I came from tradition. And you said, I mean, wonderful Bible teachers, they're wonderful coaches, they're little Bible on you. They're just not demonstrative. They're not into the celebratory actions of, you know, maybe moving their hands or even dancing on hands and moving them all over. And that's okay. We're okay with that. We like it. I don't like it. And so that's it. We do it at home. And so you're welcome to do it either. And so, it's an act that's, you know, again, but we want to be people that are more, we want to see joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Love. Joy, number two. Love, number one. We see joy. Love, suffering. Joy, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, patience, peace, all the characters and stuff and demonstrate it's going to meet this temple. So joy and peace and all these things to be a part of our Christianity. And so stoic is okay a little bit. But joy should be, we all should graduate to joy so that people can appreciate Christianity. Because if you're always long-faced and sullen and downtrodden, and it just looks like you're suffering all the time and miserable, and we need to let people know that the joy of the Lord is expressed and strengthened with might by the Spirit in our inner truth. Boom! I said, boom! Just dry out a boom anytime I think about that I'm starting to open up my faith that I'm strengthened with might so that when I'm not thinking about it, I act that way. I want to act that way so that people can know that I've got something in the midst of this world where everybody sleeps and everybody's pushing and struggling and doing something, striving. We want to have some strength, some joy, some peace, some long suffering, some gentleness, some goodness, some faith, some meekness, some temperance. Against us, there is no wrong. You guys are not close, but you're going to be remembered. So, thank you again to all of you that really want to put again such a good commandment. Tomorrow's autumn, Caesar's choice. Now, think about this. Let's go back to Caesar's. Some of us have stood for many, many seasons in our life for something to change. Just remember, you're believing God. It's called believing God. When you say you're believing God, you're standing. You're standing. You're expecting based on scripture, not based on, if you don't know why you're standing, if you don't have scripture that you're based on, you have no foundation. But you can go back when someone's told you what you believe is going to happen, you go back to your foundation, and you stand on the word of God, and that's how it keeps you through the tough times when it seems like things sometimes go up and down your life. And sometimes we're going, of course, God is good. He's going to bless me and he's going to open doors for you. And all the goodness of heaven, the whole world blessing that I am doing, I'm taking on. Other times you go, man, does God even know that I exist? But there are those old times, the dry times, the people of times when people stay on the road for a long period of time. So I just encourage you, everyone, that we can be joyful and peaceful in tough challenging times and so on. But going back here to the subject of what we're talking about, which is the first thing we have on the notes here is 1 Corinthians 15:52. The Lord will descend from heaven. Not just in the words, in the manner of the treatment of the eyes of us coming. For the top of the sun and the depths of the rays are incorruptible in the second of the sun. This is a nice term. Our belief, according to what the scripture says, is that there is going to be a moment, a type of time, a millisecond, or whatever, where the dead in Christ will be exposed, and we will turn around and man to be on together with them in the air. And that's what we do for us. So we're doing an instant of time. Basically, to think about it, if you look in your neighbor, as soon as you look, you see. That's a person that's changed in the suit. And you can stand over here and you can't see yourself, but you just step over here and you see your boom, you can show them what you said. Some of it takes process. Some of you might actually slower than some of you else. It's going to happen to all of us. And sometimes it's easier to think of it just stepping over that way. And you really will be. Our bodies will put on perfection, will be new creations in Christ in the sense of from the Holy Spirit. Again, from our Bob's Bible, we're looking at a critical junction point to consider the date of where we're at. And ask ourselves, is this going to really happen? That the Lord said the Son from heaven was shot with the voice of the archangel with the temple of God. And will the dead in Christ and if she lies first and you shall lie in the air? Will you be caught together with the Lord in the air? Of course, we have super super duper Christians in this church who believe it's going to absolutely happen. It's the blessed hope. No, we're blind to Apostle Paul call it the blessed hope. When you lie to you, if he's lying, he's crying, and he's not lying. This is not crying. Apostle Paul is telling the truth that we're going to cross over and see the moment in the twinkling of an eye. And so, as we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, the Lord himself does the same from the beginning of the with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are exposed, and we that are alive and the ones that are called together. So let's just look at this, you know. It informed us if the most loyal of us would kind of go a little higher than everyone else, you know, based on, you know, levels. You think it'd be cool because I would know all of you guys, and you're different than a lot of Christians because you're so old. Most of you are so loud to purpose. And therefore, I looked in, it was me, and I was calling out everybody to come. I'd say, come on first, and then in order, one coming. But now, houses are all going to be raised up together in the Lord himself. But it doesn't excuse us from the challenge of, you know, being sold out, being strong in the Lord, being a duty of the Word, seeking first the kingdom of God. And so that's what we believe we are called to do. And so in a lot of ways, you are leaders in the body of Christ because you sold out together. Praise God. Because let's really be honest. We want to have people that, hey, I'm Christian. And then you want that for them, you need to tell them something. And you tell them you want to see them, you can see stuff. And I don't really want to see that because I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. Because it's me flying into the kingdom of God. And so I'm just encouraging us that, you know, I just look at it as a group of leaders. But it, John Knight is Sunderland in Israel. The priest from Holy Trumpets would solve the Bible feast of Trumpets for Rapture Sunderland. And Christians are awful. In Israel, it's the start of the Jewish New Year. But for Christians, is it possible that the rapture could be tied to this festival? Dr. Paul uses all these details, and there's some connection here that makes me really wonder if that is a possibility that God would be the previous. That God would be the previous, because we know that no one knows the day of the harvest, so why would you even speculate that it could possibly be at that time? Because it makes so much sense that the people of Israel are fortunate. Because they don't believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're not going to be left behind. And the Bible prophesies what's going to happen in those last 7 years after the church is gone. And so right now, why are we turning all our fear to Christian messages? Because the world is changing quickly. And without Christian influence, right now we're seeing through the revival, like, you know, election. And it's causing revival all over the place. Youthfulness. They're wanting to celebrate that, hey, we're not back in the day. We're not going back to the way we used to be. And so there is a revival going on in the land. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, unfortunately, this doesn't mean that China and Russia and the Middle East enter this place. I'm praying and hoping that we know there's another natural disaster. We know that the Christians are over there. So we know that in the Middle East there are Muslim believers that are still locked down and they're enduring persecution. So we can't convert as Christianity. So, yeah, cover it up. Well, what I mean is people that were from the Muslim areas and families and stuff are converting to Christianity. That's quite important. And so we don't know the suffering. We don't know the culture for abandoning the Muslim faith to go to be a Christian. And of the Muslim faith, I mean, wow, we're talking about the knowledge to consider that. But people all over the are rejoicing, praising, and there's joy. the last time to listen. And also it is very impossible. It seems such a fun song. But then again, that focuses on what we're talking about here, the story of the Jewish leader in that way. Now, we've got to do something so obvious as to pay attention to the Jewish festival in order to shift. This is any one of the things that we're thinking about. So we don't know that, but there's a lot of tools that come together in the Bible. I'm going to point to some things to happen. Some of these are having verses wrong. We had such a fun time yesterday. We had people really, really hard. But it was fun. And we were enjoying the time we spent with them. And they were working really good. The light was super bright. And it's so six months for things to do. And we're excited to get to get together and have you got those more miraculous and best. And I keep them. We've been friends. We've been friends. And we're not sure what's next. So, Prince Scott, thank you, Lord. But again, the first four little fingers from the start of the Feast of Fingers are just fine. And going back again to this is taken there. In Revelation chapter 4, it's when after this election, the Holy Spirit is open in heaven. And the first verse which I heard, as it were, on the trumpet, talking with me, and said, nothing. So, what we see here for the Apostle John, it is now believed is an example of what's going to happen when we go, is that the door of heaven will open and for us to stay connected, and all of us at the same time will be called together to meet the Lord in heaven and such that we be with them forever. And so I'm challenging somebody right now, if you just did say, and you just don't believe it, why don't you go on board the subject of us, because we can't have somebody there now, only because we want all of us to be on the same page, believing the Lord is that. And so I'm grateful to have as much religious stuff as I do in the world, I have a good, solid foundation in Christian home and a good Sunday school teacher that talks to them. And so, believe me, how can somebody, but there's all kinds of people that know a lot about the Bible, but not certain that. Okay? And so we encourage everybody, if you know where to do the world, not of your own, even your own sins. So we want to say, be not deceived. God is not marked. Be not deceived. God is not marked. What's the man so fast? God wants to leave. They that sow the Spirit, so of the Spirit we hold. And they that sow the flesh, so of the flesh we corruption. Corruption. What is corruption? Well, let's name one thing that comes along the way. Failure. Failure is miserable, especially when you need to succeed. When you need something good to happen, then we like to say, Randy, something good is going to happen. Something good is happening. We're believing that because we're people faith speak to each other and resolve, and we speak blessing, invitation, good, not bad, above, not beneath, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed somewhere, going to happen, I'm blessed in my home, I'm blessed in the garden. So we go, you know what? We're speaking the desire that we want. We're calling things to hear as we were. We're getting what we say, and things are changing for the better. And then we can what you say, but you don't need to get off to get to believe that thing. And I can do a great truth. And the two agree on every step and everything that asks you to do. And I'm fine. It's in the same way. So agreement is vital for a Christian. What's the opposite of agreement? Relation. And we want to be a positive being. We've got anything here that can withstand positivity. So you go, well, it's a natural phenomenon. No, it's not. It's choosing to speak life. Being positive is choosing to speak life over yourself first. How can you help control the circumstances? The boys talk about that stuff of control. No, Bobby says that if you can move mountains with faith, then you can speak good things over yourself, believing that something good is going to happen based on that. We're not based on how beautiful you are or how smart you are. It's not based on that. The problem with the king size went into categories. It's come in too big. If we compared our, what's the number of your quotient? What is it? Like intelligence quotient, IQ. If we compared IQ, I think the Texans, what do you think about that? They've been funded by the Congress of Council. It's 100% for the Lord's Church of many. But I didn't. So I have to admit that I'm not the brightest bulb in the bunch. I can tell you testimony after testimony of superseding the greatest bulb in the bunch. And it was still what was called faith. The outcome that this did was it because I determined that I was favored? No, I determined that what I was taught by my teachers, what we teach in the church, which we believe that we can walk in divine favor. And regardless of if you're the brightest bulb or heart and mind, you can walk in divine favor. What does that mean? Means that anything you put your hands to can prosper. Where do you get that from in the Bible? The Bible says that when you believe and you walk in faith and you begin to believe that the things that you say come to pass, you say, I don't know what you say. Who's always to say that it's not going to be removing against the sea? And so I don't but believe in the heart that when he says it's going to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. I believe then, knowing it wasn't the brightest bulb in the bunch, and as I believed the Word of God, the Word of God was preparing me up to a higher place than I could have achieved to my own ability. And so I'm telling somebody in here, if you can abandon yourself because of your own ability, why don't you stop depending on your own ability and start putting your faith in God's ability and start leaning on the Lord, trusting in the Lord, leaning and trusting in the Lord, and He will take you and take you higher. The Lord will take us on. I'm sure there are several songs about going home, being lifted up in the places. So, you know, I told you testimony after testimony of being in places with some of the most brilliant people that were around in the companies I worked at. I'm just going to wonder, you know, quietly and I'll be telling you, how did you do this? And I knew it was because I believed God's Word and stood on God's Word and it opened doors for me because I'm standing in faith in God's power to open doors that you could never get into yourself. You wouldn't even have connections to find the place. You couldn't even get there for an interview if it was all by yourself. You wouldn't know where to go. There's 150,000, 150,000, 150,000, 1,000,000.5 jobs around that you could have that you couldn't get yourself. Yes, I'm saying that there's 1,000,000 jobs that you couldn't get yourself in any way, shape, or form. If you don't know that, you don't know how to get there, they wouldn't even interview, they wouldn't want you, and yet God can lead you and get you there. I believe it with all my heart because God knows how to thread the needle. Threading the needle is closing the deal. God knows how to close the deal for you. Why would you continue to see yourself as a failure, as a miserable wretch? It sounds about being miserable. We don't sing about being a miserable wretch. We sing about being a bold and not believe for what you're not today. I'm going to wear a boast and bear the voice of any voice on the breast. That's what we're talking about. It's the prayer, the desire, and the result of power. Where do you get that idea? Who's doing this is faith? It's not being removed because of the sea. It's an idolatry that's happening to believe that the things themselves are going to pass. It's an adversary. So I'm going to go up. I'm going to bring out this one. I'm going to go, I'm going to get you a bandit out now. You might be able to take it out of the bank and go to the air. You might be able to walk out again. But if you bring it out for a car, God could get you a power, but you're going to have to stand. You have to go out to stand, believing that God can help you achieve it. God can help you get you. God can help you be blessed. Hey, no blessing comes if you don't change your mind. And you can't change your mind unless you change your mind. And you can't change your mind unless you change your heart. Starts in the heart. But my doubt, my fear, my unbelief, my negativity, I'm an animal in my heart. I got to change my heart. No. folks to living in your heart and your little drive on. Listen, you ever try and mix water and gasoline? One substance will push out the other. You say, well, mix. You put any substance, it's going to push the other out. I'm telling you, the word of God will push out the negativity. If I be a good friend, I'm not going to do that. I'm 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 going to do that. And let me see, the thing is that unless you put the bad, you put the word out first, you put that first into what? Your attitude changes, your disposition changes, your confidence changes, even your hair gets a little thicker, your muscles get a little bigger. Are you serious? Well, all of a sudden, when you say the right things, you're thinking the right things, you're looking at the right things, all of a sudden you want to take care of yourself a little bit more. That's fine, you take care of yourself a little bit better. Maybe that little blue around your waist, man, maybe that little girl, and that's why I just, walking a little bit more, exercising more, there's some of the feeling good, and pretty soon you start thinking of opening doors for you, and you go in there, and you got a positive disposition, and you sit down, and you may not be the most qualified person for the job, but they like you. Not only they like you, because you have favor. Favor opens doors. I get favor. Be a doer of the word. You don't have to earn favor. Favor comes by being a doer of the word. You don't even have to focus on that. You just focus on favor from God. You just focus on it. I'm going to worship God. I don't care what any of you guys say about me. I'm a God. Many of you won't lift your hands. Many of you won't smile. Many of you won't say anything nice to anybody because you're afraid to. But I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. You say, I love the car you're wearing today. I won't do that because I'm just, you do the car for me. But I'm going to do things that I thought I could never do. And some of those things that you thought you never did, you still look to me. And I still can say positive things to people, and I can say positive things to nothing. I can declare what I want rather than what I don't want. What is the only back up that they react? Calling things which be not as though they were. Whosoever should say to the mountain, I can't move a mountain. I could barely lift this thing. I'm going to move on. Measure your own effort to be a doer of the word. Measure your own effort. Here's what you said. You need to get a word. You need to find out the word says so that you can do what the word says. So we're allowing words on the face, words on the ground, and then on some things. I don't know, if you take part, you don't know it. Sometimes I don't know why I have to do that. I know, Nobody wants to do anything. But you think of failure, change something. Thank God that I learned that I could change things by the things that I say about myself. I'm busy. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to believe in the things that I say to you. Look, I'm back. Therefore, I'm back. What's in it? What's in it? It's in it. All those people. And I know that the truth of the matter is, and you don't know it. I'm not going to listen. And there are some Bible people that know more about the Bible than anybody. Some Bible people know a few verses, and then they open their Bible up together. Some Bible people. There are other Bible people that put this first verse in their faith. And we realize that I can't do this by myself. I'm never good enough. And you know the first law I learned? I ain't good enough. I can't do any good enough as far as the quality of my Christianity. I'm not good enough. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not smart enough to change my own world to put something in it. Can't do it. But I know in whom I believe. And I know that he's perfect. And that he's a perfect ring. And if I could tap, in this perfect world, I'm going to find the perfect world. Not the good, not the acceptable, but the perfect world. Who knows perfect? I mean, who knows good? Acceptable or unacceptable. But the perfect will of God. Is that possible for a person to find the perfect will of God? I believe it is. What do you do? And this is where everybody drops the ball. Put the red foot. They put the red foot. We get up in the morning and you all feel like somebody walked in. And you want to brush your teeth and dye them. You put the red foot. It's not even, it can only be that way for a woman. And put the word first. Put the word in your mouth. You'll get to the bathroom. You'll get to the gondola. You'll get to the brushing. You'll get to the shower. You'll get to the... But if you sincerely are sick of losing, if you sincerely sick of losing, being, and some of us, how many of us along are sick of being, sick of losing? Losing is defeated. I will not be defeated. No, I'm not going to quit. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, I'm fighting with some Satan. Change the fire and run the battle every day without me. I will not be defeated. No, I'm saying I'm going to quit. I was one of the slums. I'm going to get a flower if I just want something to think about when you say it. It's time. We need, right now, brothers and sisters, we've got an incredible miracle on board. If, for those of you that haven't been in Australia, which one, once in a while, everyone should go there. No excuses. Find a way to help at least something, because there are people that are threatened. Or, again, if you're not saying, you can't do it, right? You know, you have to. He won't just bump it, moving forward to up and down, just non-stop. So many of you are about to notice that he was right there at every step of the way. And he said, oh, you got to stop this one. When you get from something, it's going to absolutely expand. It could expand to the point of explosion. He says, I'm helping you. If you believe in miracles, if you don't believe in miracles, come next door. That's a miracle. And you can be a part of it. And that's the deal. You don't want to just watch it happen and not feel awesome. So people in the are coming down because they don't feel the benefit of part of what we're doing. But the way it was is anybody, he's in war for the sea, working to somebody. He's the first one in line to step up to the plate. People can just step up to the plate. Who am I doing this stuff? None of us want to do all this stuff. Step up to the plate. She seems to know how to do that. And this person can do that, do that, do that. And he's going to really, really good. And we're just going to walk it to you. I'm going to get this. For anybody to be able to stay cool under all of that, I remember that's a blessing from God to give me. So I'm encouraging you, if you want to be part of ownership of something, share it with you, value it, do it. I'm so good, I didn't invite you to this. I don't know what I'm saying, man. Just think, God, what we are, how we talk to anybody. And there's still a gentleman there, that can do a spirit job, and I'm self-stopped. And I keep going and go, just sit down and get there alone, and just sit there, and work on it. Because I'm working hard as a team, I'm working hard because I want to succeed. I'm not working hard because I've got my friends and my family and my army, we are the people, not doing things together. Now, if the word is, and give it away, it creates community. I want community. I want community. I want brother and sister. I want family. I want fellowship. Not community. I want fellowship. I want fellowship with my boys. And I want, you know, when we go there. And then I have to join that one. And I think that's what I'm saying. What's going on back there? I want subject. Where am I? Where am I? I'm looking at the Lord's family and having my first worship family. I was at the church and the same thing up here. And I saw the things that I could take that side of the wall. Here I go. I took up to the family. And I went to John. Door had it open. He brought the door man back to see me so that he could raise the things that they had come to be written. And he brought the door man, saw it, and over he saw it. That we saw what was happening after the door opened, the girls opened the door and said, first of all, after I come to talk to you, he said, come up here. Come up here. Come up here. What's on? The Lord said, people say the same. The Lord sent his son from heaven with his son. What's he going to say to his son? Does anyone know? But I get all of them. But the Lord said the son from heaven, he said that the voice of the company was the son from God. Which is the God that calls me the one who's first. And we will try to run out of the money for the time to get the good plan to meet the Lord in the world. So I said, God, yeah, give the Lord. I know that some people in there don't believe it, because they don't know. We really get to know it so that you can believe it. It's a look at. And if you don't look at it, you need to not be looking at the things that you need to look at. You need to look at eternal things because they change temporal things. Temporal things are always looking at temporal things. I know my shortcomings because I see them all the time. I know my issues. I know my problems because I see them all the time. I need to get my mind off myself and get my mind on eternal things and the Bible, the Word of God, and start seeing myself succeeding in the rest of this life, the rest of this. It can happen. It can start by walking when you walk up. You can start by smiling. If you're drunk, the first step towards a new life. It's a smile, stop being a girlfriend. You don't know what I'm going through. I'm going through it. I'm going through it. Jesus took our family and built it. It's just the Bible's touch with the ears. So if you believe that, maybe that fear of sickness or whatever it is, maybe it dissipates, and you don't even realize it, and your mind is going to go. Now that you're there, you're going to be able to heal me, and if you take my family and heal my sickness and go, it's just so that they'll be healed. We believe it, man. You're not just... This is a time to a Christian. This is building blocks and drinking water and prayers and what's the foundation? Sorry, but my left leg is Oh, that stuff is great. It's small. It drives our fans with a mess, but there it is. People are just trying to fix it. It's changed. So we're talking about these things that happen, and the reason we brought this up is because it's not an easy thing to encompass. Now, why would we concern ourselves with tomorrow not being just an easy thing? Again, going back to first section, the first section, the end section, the second, the third, and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet blowing. And that scrolling to the heavenly region amplifies that point. And in Revelation, chapter 3, Jesus is talking to the churches. And after the churches, some of the things about heaven that we don't really comprehend are in from 4:1 in Revelation, and it's kind of slavery happening on earth. And some of us are really the anti-prophecy. It's an exciting subject. It stretches your mind, it increases your knowledge, the glory, to a great thing to know what's going on. And so, Jesus said, I am the door. In Revelation 4:1, a door opens in me. That's pretty much it. So, well, Christians, we can get connections with heaven. It doesn't take, you don't have to have a bunch of power come tell you that you can connect to that. So if a door opens in me and Jesus is the door, there's a connection there. And it means that something's going to happen. And in Revelation 1:19, the Spirit of God said, write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things that shall be hereafter. And so then he goes and talks about the seven churches and what will happen in the church of faith. And so again, going back to 4:1, we really are telling you that in 4:1, a door in heaven opens and a voice like a trumpet just comes up. So I want anybody right now in this room who wants to welcome to this room of Revelation to think about it's God works exactly with the things that come up in you. Because some don't believe in the rapture. And how can I believe in the rapture? Well, you need to see the Lord better, and the Lord saying, come up here. And then you would simply, your spirit would depart from this earth, all the same time that I saved. Born again people would all depart at the same time. And it's in the twinkling of an instant, so you can't really look around while you're going up and going, oh, I know you, and I know you, and I know you. Even if we're all at the same time when we start, it begins to turn and say, the next thing you know, we're going to be involved together. We're going, hey, we're here to close down. I didn't see anything. I don't know if you do. But it's going to work. And now it's going to work. And before it's going to work, we believe in it. That's what we do. It's called faith. It's faith that God can do this, and it's going to happen soon. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Of course we are. Because the Bible says it's going to happen. Stay off that quote, that multitude we didn't believe in this for so long. No, every day we're closer and closer to the return of the Lord. Every day we're going to be closer, and things are that we watch the signs of the times, also watch the signs of things happening on the earth. Here's the thing, that's the things that we can do. We think from moment to moment, from minute to minute, to hour to hour, to day to day. That's what I said. Sometimes it's hard to get questions and get from the moment. But we know, according to the Word of God, it's close. And the moment of the coming of the Lord is very close. Now, let's talk a little bit more. We've got a couple more minutes. Let's talk more about the significance of the Christian and the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets is what we've been talking about since we started them. It's known as the Day of the Sounding of the Trumpet. So in Israel, sundown phenomenon, and here's something. If you want to be a bad Christian, stop hating me, okay? The retest right now, the retest right is 6.7 of a mile out of a church, out of a church, out of your life, because Jesus is a Jew. You just get that through your brain that Jesus is a Jew, and you'll stop hating Jews. The hatred has to stop because it blocks. Hatred is a blocker. If you hate your mom, if you hate your dad, if you hate your children, if you hate your phone, if you hate your boss, if you hate your job, if you hate your ex-wife, if you hate your ex-husband, and you hate your person or whatever it was, get it out of your mind, get that hatred out of your life. You won't throw bricks for bricks. Progress. My life is saying it's progress. You should progress. If you want to progress in your life, stop the hate. Never again want to hate anything except get it. Oh, that's it. All things are passed away. All things are new. Oh, you know what that is? That's confessing the word of God. we just confess the word in those things. We just quote the desired end result. I just put authority over me who was not this way, and I just declared that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. And this is what this is the way we're going to change into a new person that God has created us to be. And so, realistically, why is the new end result? We've got an incredible facility that people are going to come on soon. And all of you are need to find a place in the church so that we function without having to be present, without arguing. From this point, can we just stop arguing with each other and submit to authority? There's going to be some new authority structures around here, and we're going to identify those authority structures. And from this point forward, and accept where I am right now, and ask God promotes me, I grow. And so, we're not going to be always arguing over somebody. I don't care where you came from, you're a Christian. As a Christian, you cannot say, I don't do that, because you don't tell me what to do. Somebody's got a good attitude and one thankful. There's no reason to be questioned by somebody in charge. You didn't do that. Submission is the key to Christianity. You submit to God, and he sets up the structure. And as the structure, as it trickles down, people will rise up. They'll rise up, and the structure will see that person is going to be moved up because they're submissive, they're diligent, they're faithful, they're committed, and they're going to step up to a new place, and all of a sudden, they're just doing things at a higher level, and all of a sudden, you're called to a higher level because you have shown yourself to be shown yourself approved under God, a workman. You're working for the kingdom. You're a workman that you must not be saved. I'm doing it. I'm doing what people tell me to do. I don't care if you tell me what to do. Right now, as pastor of the church, do you know that there are men that have said, well, you don't really tell you what to do? It works. She doesn't always tell me what to do. She's smart. She knows how to organize it. She knows how to make stuff happen. So what she does is burst in God and she comes in to get from God. I'm saying my role in church. I know that I'm going to church here and submit to Jesus. But to understand that some of you are excellent at your ability, that's any one of you in the area of your expertise. Because you're not going to sit there and try to save the world if you're not going to try to save the world. I said, you show me how to do it, I'll do it exactly how you tell me, and we'll carry you and leave the chosen if you do it. Because I want to learn how to do it, I want to be good. And you're good at it, so I want to learn how you do it. I want somebody who doesn't know how to tell me what to do. I want to listen to anyone. I want somebody who's committed, somebody who's willing, somebody who wants to grow and flourish, who wants to be useful. Isn't that a lot of hard choices? Just that when you're useful for the kingdom, God needs you. God can use you and lead you and help you to control you. And this is it. Where am I looking at you? You're one of the best servants I've ever seen. But you don't know you've got leadership too. I mean, we appreciate you so much. And so, we just want, we want to know that God sees what you do. And one of the greatest things is that I just do this. It's so important. I chose to raise my family and my children. My victory is what I'm saying. You know, the ancients said, how is this possible? But it was not in this thing that I can do. I want to see. I want to see. And I'm going down to the select here. I'm here to understand that. And the answer is somebody again. I'm just so weird. I'm just saying, I know all about that. I'm supposed to say the most of them. You know what? If you're smarter than you just told you that you're smarter than you just do it. could have a lot of smart ladies in the streets. You can have all of it. Don't be afraid to lead if you call to find to lead. Step out. The places will fall into place under the fire of his future, truth, and blessed truth. And then we fall into its places. Christians will forget and say, there was a miracle that I'm looking at yesterday. I'm going, oh, it's beautiful. This work that's been done by all these people that are excellent at what they do. And you know what? I don't mind pushing back in the stuff of them. Because there are people with better skills that are better used for different places in the building. So if we're all just simply humble ourselves and admit that I don't know what, and I can know, and I can just sit with people, give them this and then the promotion. Promotion comes up from east to west, or promotion comes from north. It sets up one and gets the others. It puts down. Some of us have been put down. And guess what? It's embarrassing to be put down. I'm not talking about some foot in the other. I'm talking about you get demolded by God. Because you didn't deserve it. When I say deserve it, you didn't. You didn't honor and respect the place that God brought you to. And you misused the authority that God had given you in that place. Sometimes you have to take some scores back and go back to the Christian classics for a moment that you're not going to have to go away just by being agreement with the rest of the team. I can get team care. I can do my job. But you know what? A lot of football positions are a little bit offensive on you. But in order for the running back to get the most in trophy in college football, he's got to have good offensive on you. In order to allow the team to score beautiful touchdowns, this guy's not a quarterback that can get the ball he's supposed to do. We need each other. And here's the idea. It's supposed to go against the God. And when you walk in over there, you walk in and you go, this is the glory of God. And when we do that, we're helping find our place. And don't walk away. Don't run away. That's why I can't do this. Maybe there's something in your life you got to just step on to get rid of and kick out the door so that you can be able to do what needs to be done because we need you. We need you. Some of you are much better than what you thought. Again, I'm going back to Sam Sanders, which stands that you are actually God. We won't respond to this today. We won't respond to that. And so every one of us simply submit to you. And be the best friend you can be to brothers and sisters. And we're going to win. God has not required us to ask. He's not required us to lose. He has required us to fail. He's required us to succeed. We have to praise his own. Corporate. God has recognized this church. Saints. Musicians. Thanks. Thank you. We need you. Faithful caterers. She does everything that you want to call me. She does everything that doesn't want to be called me. She's awesome. It's awesome. It's just really awesome. This is.
Sometimes, and I love to eat. I try not to eat those. And my keeps me busy enough that I don't need to take anything at home because there's no love change. So,
I'm enjoying this change.
My boss at one point told him, that he should pay me. He should pay my bucks because I'm so busy at work spending usually that I don't have time spending. And then can't really move furniture around at home, but
you do what you want.
We don't want to just call him home.
Absolutely.
We don't want to just we are the only ones that can disqualify us. I want them. Every single one of them. So this of them. And that's different. You've been called to the kingdom.
For
all of them.
What's up, dear? We've been called to the kingdom for such a kingdom as this.
Don't disqualify yourself. Do you have it? Do you have some people can do more of their time than others? Some people can use physical limitations, but they'll allow them to jump in and take on some of the functions, but you can still do the function. You can still pray. You can still work. You can still be a support wherever you can be. And if you find the time to jump in, jump in. It's hard to wait. We did a little bit more than we did back in the day. But we need to be in position. And it's really interesting the, you know, the changes that we've experienced in the ministry over the years. In that scripture in Revelation 3, about the Philadelphia church, I know your deeds, see, I set before you open doors which no one can do. You know that the words of God spoke to you has received them. When we consider launching a church, keeping a ministry, going out on our own, we were part of a large church for a very long time, 20 years. And the Lord called us to stay down here, but occupy till he comes. Why would God tell us to occupy ourselves? He told us to occupy till he comes. I said before you an open door, which you know what I mean to do, so he had a little power to see you don't need it. Right? That's okay. Do you know the great things in the Bible? And great things? Where we buy all the different things we can sell you, and you use them as well. God can heal a lot of people. He can see a handful of really good people. Because he takes what we give, he takes what we sow, our talent, our efforts, and he multiplies them. And he makes his glory and his goodness manifest. We all know we couldn't do this on our own. We're not taking it. It is all about 100% all the time. We have made a vow that you have kept my word and have not renounced or denied my name. Amen. We have kept his word. We're not going to renounce the name of Jesus. Because you have kept the word of my endurance and command to persevere, I will keep you safe in the hour of time, the hour which is about to come in the whole inhabited world, to test those who live on the earth. And I'm coming for the whole point what you have, so that no one will take your crown by leading you to renounce the faith. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. That's how you overcome the world in our life. That's how you overcome. We trust in the name of Jesus. We submit to the word of God. Jesus is the word, so it's the same thing. We submit to him as Lord. When we submit to him as Lord, we're submitting to the word. And we overcome the word. Glory to God. I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will most certainly never be put out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't get bent on faith. And the biggest thing that the devil always tries to do is solo this poor man. Solo this poor. Oh, Pastor recognized Sam, I worked really hard last week. You're not doing it for recognition to you. If you are even visible, we work as unto the Lord. And God is so that blesses and delights every day in each absolutely. Every single day. When that season changes, it takes some work. And you have to do things different. It's kind of like going from summer clothes to winter clothes. You have to do some things different so that you fit the appropriate season. If you're struggling with that change, God can help you. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to give you a positive outlook. Speak the right things. Don't kick and scream along the way. There are season changes that work harder in ministry. And there, I can think back one of the first season changes. We had a change in leadership both of us. And it seemed so odd. And it just, we were part of a large church for the Lord. And the person that our ministry was under had that person change. And it seemed like a pretty weird connection. And, you know, our first thought was, did you want us? Or did you get started before? Because I don't have us been on that thing. Doesn't mean God didn't. God told us a long time ago, yes, and then on this ministry, and as long as we hold to the word of God and we're faithful to the best of our ability, He's going to do it in the end. So we have a testimony that God has done. So it doesn't matter who is over you or not. You stand in front. So remember, leading the meeting at the time, drove myself up to the church. But then I also need to know, did you want us, or did you take us by the phone? Because then I know what's right. We'll know how to say it. Pastor was going to assign me to somewhere else. And I stopped the meeting. And it was one of the best things. But prior to me doing that, the Lord said, if you'll trust me, it's going to be good. And guess what it was? It was. If you trust Him, it'll be better. So if you're struggling with the season to change, trust Him. It's going to be better. And it's not about us. It's about Him. That God gets the glory, that we have the grace of people can come to Him and hear the word of God and experience the love of God, His presence, His goodness, the manifestation of the Spirit, 3 degrees of God's glory. That's what it's and we get to be here. And God wants to do it for a reason. We're pretty unusual to you, too. I'm saying. But you know what's so cool about them? It's just for them. All of our really diverse backgrounds and experiences, I bet you just in here this morning, and we'll include those that are watching on this podcast. I bet you we went around and put all of our different backgrounds and experiences together. Anybody out there could come in and relate to someone, at least one. In here. So we want to have arms stretched open. I made a joke probably a month ago about, you know, you're going to be happy when someone takes your seat in church. And you have to find another. And you're going to be too. You can't be charismatic. Yes, go ahead. Because we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Things are going to change. And that's going to help you. If you're one of those that's kind of struggling with them, just let the Holy Spirit help you. Pray. Start praying. It's going to be good. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. We had a very small little bunch of people when we started out at the new meeting 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago. That brought people and things changed, and it was really cool. And concert ministry that we did for 20 years, it was wonderful, but the season changed. And then we've done another rebuilding plan. And really, what God intended all along was for us to get to the team. All that stuff that we've done, we'll do another, we've just learned how to stand and not get in bad shape. We've got 30 years of practicing, 35 years actually, 35 years to practice how to stand and not get bent out of shape. That's good. All of them. You know what Pastor Steve started out? Very first thing he did was come up to three times. That's good to him. The very first thing that he did was gave a heart to a lady in 1986. I was in church for the first Sunday that I was in church by myself. Pastor stood up and said, we need some people to help us facility cleaning after church. I said, I'm going to do that. So he was cleaning toilets. I was vacuuming. We should all be willing to do whatever it takes. And sometimes those things are the least desirable, in my opinion, are the most important in the kingdom of God. Because very few people want to take some of those things. We should all be willing to do whatever needs to be done. Because it's not for us, it's for God. It's for God. So, anyway, I don't really like the vacuum, but I vacuumed. And guess what? I don't have to even vacuum out of the house because Pastor Steve likes to vacuum. He vacuums all the time. He didn't want to give up vacuuming the new union. He thought he had to take the vacuum out of his hand. There are other people that could be vacuuming. All right, we'll close up the service. I need a miracle in the miracle of what God is doing. I was talking to Mac before the service, and a lot of people have moved. He's in a new place. Teresa's in a new place. Melissa and Connor are in a new place. Lots of people are in new places. I want to move. And so when the church is going through a miracle, find your miracle. Because whatever you're standing for, whatever you are believing for, believe God. Stand your ground. Don't lose heart. Just do your part. Just do your part. If you can do extra, awesome, because you can use it right now. But for sure, do your part. Right? Do what you can. Do what you can do. And then see if you can do more than you think you can do. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be good and to flow our time and to flow our resources into your kingdom. Father, as we receive the offering as we go today, Lord, I pray that it would be every penny for your work, your service, your glory, that Jesus' people in this city would know who you are. The truth of your goodness, your grace, your magnificence, and your Holy Spirit. Lord, your love, your forgiveness, healing, blessings. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And then also, most important thing is people that are from Jesus. It's a little hard to find if you're on the fourth one. praise God for what God has done to hold us here, to bring the right people for this moment. But it's going to be a lot easier for people to find us on the first floor. So that's probably why we're going to need to do a little bit more on the tools. The most important thing is people are going to come in and they're going to need Jesus. And all of us need to know how to lead someone to the Lord. And it's easy and it is life-changing. We just ask people, do you believe that Jesus is the Son? Most people will say yes. If they're not saying, then you can help them to understand them. But in this country, most people will say yes. Even the devil and unbelievers believe that Jesus died on a cross. Do you believe that he died for your sins? Then you can help them to understand that. Yes or no? They say yes. Then great. That's exactly right. Because he said he's done. His perfect blood, Jesus, in your sin, so that you could have salvation. He paid the price for you. And he just asks that you acknowledge him and invite him into your heart. And that's the prayer that we pray. And that you submit and surrender your life to him. Do you want to do that? That I can pray with you right now. We're going to pray this prayer. So if anyone's watching, anybody needs to recommit their life, we're going to say it all together. You believe in your heart these things, Jesus will come into your heart. He'll forgive you. Old things pass away. All things will become new. As you start out on your faith journey, things are going to change. Things in your life aren't going to be perfect overnight. Things in your life will probably never be perfect. Because we're going to be wrong. But you'll have the peace of God. You'll have the love of God. And you'll have the faith through the word of God for any circumstance that you will ever encounter. Okay? Let's just say this together. Father God, I acknowledge Jesus is your Son, that you sent him, and he willingly went to the cross to pay the price for my sin, past, present, and future. He shed his blood, his perfect blood, for the forgiveness of my wrongdoing. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and be my Lord. To the best of my ability, I will live my life for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, if you are giving, John will be on the back to receive your tithes and offerings and gifts today. If you're doing that online, this needs to be done 3 degrees. Church.com. Thank you for being here. Have a blessed, wonderful week. And by Wednesday, we'll know what the plan is for Saturday. All right.